The Reds and the Cubs getting downright wild at Wrigley on Thursday afternoon. The Blue Angels above Wrigley Field before the game. Those would not be the only things airborne before this one was all said and done. The Reds already have a 4-0 lead, top two. It is Joey Votto digging in to face John Lester, 2-1 and 2 down.
And the 3-2 to Joey Votto. Lifted to deep left field. Trouble back is Schwarber. Back near the fence. 3-run home run. Reds lead 7-0. Rizzo leads at second. Avila drives one in the air. Deep left field. Back goes Duvall near the wall. And that's a home run. Cubs are coming back. Alex Avila, opposite field, 2-run homer. And now it's a 9-4 ball game. Don't go away. For Avila, his third as a Cub. Here's a drive into deep center field. Back goes Hamilton. This is a long home run. Ian Happ for the second of the day. It's 9-5. And Javi drives one in the air. This is going to be another home run. Long gone.
2-1 pitch to Alex. Drilled in the left center field. Coming in, Duvall. Can't make the catch. It bounces past him and all the way to the ivy. This game is tied as Anthony touches home plate. It'll be a double for Alex Avila, and the Cubs have come back from a 9-0 deficit to tie the game in the fifth.
He hits a deep fly ball, and this is going to be a long home run. And the Reds lead 11-9. Philip Ervin making a big smash as he becomes a big leaguer here at Wrigley Field in a big way. His second home run, and this one gives Cincinnati an 11-9 lead. We are in the seventh inning.
Creating havoc for him to see.
Bryant strikes out swinging on a sharp breaking ball. That's out number one. Long-legged right-hander ready and deals. Swing and a miss, and the ball game is over.
The Reds salvage a split of the four-game series as they take it 13-10. The Cubs lose a game despite hitting six home runs for the first time since 1979, when they fell to the Phillies 23-22. Despite just 78 games at the big league level, Ian Happ already has three career multi-homer games. John Lester did not survive the second, and the Cubs fell behind 9-0 early, but the world champs did battle back to make it 9-9 before a tie-breaking shot by the Reds' Philip Ervin put the Cubs down for good as they would fall by an eventual 13-10 final. Here is Chicago skipper Joe Maddon.
He's going to see the doc. I haven't heard anything specific yet. Right around 5 or 5:50, a little bit after 5, he was supposed to see the doctor, so I don't have anything specific. Yet I saw the sign up on the scoreboard, a tight lat. That's what I'd heard also. I don't know anything beyond that right now. Well, the thing that I saw today was that the velocity was down on everything a little bit. Yeah, they had a lot of soft hits over the infielders' heads. And the pitches were getting getting in, but they weren't finishing, kind of a thing. They were able to fight him off enough to get him over infielders' heads. So he was lacking that last thing that you normally have on your pitches that permits you to not have that happen, basically, or get even weaker contact. Because he was making good pitches. They were just dumping them on him. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, there was something wasn't right because there was the velocity. Like you saw, the cutters were like 84, 85. I saw that early on. I asked, what was that pitch? Cutter, that's not quite right. So it might have been bothering from the beginning. He didn't say anything, though. when I went out to the mound, he said something about his side or his lat, whatever was tight. And then, of course, you just make the move right there.
Obviously, there are a lot of unknowns, knowing how important he is to this team.
Of course. I mean, when a pitcher of his stature and, potentially injured, of course you're a little bit concerned. But I don't want to jump to conclusions either. Let's just go through the proper procedures, have the doc see him, and then try to figure it out from there. So for right now, I'm not going to jump to any kind of negative conclusions.
How do you view this series in general, 2-2?
Well, obviously it could have been a lot better. When you score, 10 runs today and lose, that's difficult to swallow. The one game they did beat us was the second game they just beat us, but the other three we should have gone three today. When you scored that many runs, we played hard. Our boys played hard. I was really proud of that. It was a 9-0, right? 9-0, you get yourself back in that position. You saw the guys going to first base. You saw them all trying to do the right things. Great at bats, up and down the lineup. We did, you know, when I went out to the mound when brought in Montgomery, I said to the infielders, I said, you all need to hit at least one home run now. So Rizzo's the only guy that did not fulfill the request. No, but Hap got two, but he can't pass one off to Rizzo.
The bullpen's warned, thinking about you have to do something here tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, Dunsing's really been outstanding. Montgomery obviously is down. We just have to get Wilson, Ronnie, and Grimm right. That's the situation. I did not want to use Strope or Edwards. I didn't even want to use Dunsing, quite frankly. I did not. And then just get to Davis. Once it got to Grimm's situation, you know, their lineup was set up where Grimm and then Justin, both Justins, have pretty good spots to come into, leading into Wade. But it just did not play out. They're just having – because Rondon was not even a part of the script either. That was supposed to be Wade's inning in the end. So I don't have any solid answers. It's just – obviously, Justin Wilson's been struggling command-wise. If you look at his time in Detroit, that didn't happen there. So we just have to get him on firm ground as quickly as we possibly can. Keep throwing him out there, but he's physically fine. Well, walks are difficult. Yeah, walks. You can't catch a walk. It really comes down to that. It's very hard to play defense when you're walking people. We have to get better with that. I mean, physically, our stuff is outstanding, and. So if you look at the overall ranking of our bullpen, it still might be second in the National League. I think it is second in the National League. So we've done a lot of good things. Today was just a bad day, and we got to get a couple guys straightened out.
You mentioned the defense, Joe. That play that Javi almost made,
yeah.
From your vantage point, were you pretty?
I thought he had no chance. I mean, like zero chance. And even Happer's dive at the end of the game there, he really reacted to that ball quickly. The only thing he did wrong is he should have just looked right to home plate immediately and not thought first base at all. But both of those guys up the middle, and then Javi makes the play. And then how about the throw to first by Hap, barehand? And there was a lot on that throw to make it close at all. Yeah, we did a lot of good things. I mean, Alex Avila had a nice day. Schwarbs, how about Schwarbs at the plate? Looking fabulous right now. Happy got his two. Javi played his butt off. He absolutely played his butt off. He's been playing a lot. So I have no issues with that. We just have to, like you're talking about, get this bullpen nailed down where we're throwing more strikes because we still are one of the best bullpens in the National League.
Is part of the Lester tomorrow?
I don't know anything right now. I don't. I really don't. I just talked to Theo and Peter. I was just in my office, and then PJ came in and said he's going to see the doc, and then I'll know more.
The Cubs look to bounce back on Friday as they host the Blue Jays for a weekend series at Wrigley.